This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Browns are playing down at First Energy Stadium. A little bit south at Progressive Field, it'll be the Indians starting a four-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Indians up five games in the division right now, 8-3 on the road trip. Good trip. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, gentleman who covers the Indians for us, he is Alex Hooper. We affectionately call him Hoop. Hello, Hoop.
Fellas, I'm excited to get back to the park and cover some baseball.
Boy, I can tell. It's just coming through the phone lines to us.
I'm dead serious. I'm super excited.
Well, and you should be. 8-3 on the road trip. Great pitching on the road trip. Jay Bruce on the road trip. This is a different team coming home tonight than the team that left town.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Just the amount of hitting they get back in Jay Bruce is, I think, enough to excite the fan base and hopefully enough to get them out there en masse to see a pretty darn good team come to town. And, you know, it might be an ALDS preview, it might be an ALCS preview. You never know, but you got two good teams going. You got two aces that are eventually going to toe the rubber over there, and it's going to be a really great series. So, yeah, it's good to see the Indians now taking on, you know, again, they've played them a ton, but just see them play another high-level, high-talent team, and you get them at home, and you get to see kind of where your mettle is here a week apart of the last time.
All right, so we were talking about Trevor Bauer a little bit earlier today. And, you know, part of the things that what I've been hearing is he's clearly been working on his leg strength so that his fastball is more effective later in the game. His pitch selection has been different. But more than anything, or at least one of the key elements there, is that he's trusting the catcher. And that's one of the reasons why he's become better. You buying into that? Or why do you think Trevor Bauer is a better pitcher now than he was just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I think that's it. And like you mentioned, his relationship with Roberto Perez is very, very good. You know, Roberto knows Trevor. He knows what makes him tick. He knows what makes him the best pitcher he can be. So they've been working collectively with Mickey Callaway to kind of figure this thing out. And, you know, you saw Trevor early in the season. He got batted around, and a lot of it was because of that fastball. Since then, he simplified that arsenal. I think we've talked about it a couple of times. And once he got that going where it was just kind of fastball, curveball, and he's worked some other things in there, that was the point where, okay, we know what works best for us. Now let's tinker with the things within that that push me to the next level. And that was his fastball. All year, his fastball has been getting hit around. He's admitted as such. And the way for him to take that next step is to improve that fastball. And if you can improve off, you know, that big left leg up front and add some heat. And, I mean, even with that strength, you grab some control, too, because there's some stability that it gives you. And that's just really the last thing he's been missing. And I've been buying into Trevor Bauer all year, and I've been trying to his whole time in Cleveland. But seeing him as much as I have this year and just seeing the gradual, you know, slow but sure growth of this kid, he seems like he's finally getting to that level. He obviously has to sustain it, but he's doing all the little things that are getting him there. They have a very good approach. They have a very good plan for how to make him better. And it's, he had that one bad outing out west after the All-Star break. He said he was out of whack, and then he must have got everything back in whack because he's been good.
Jay Bruce hitting .375 as an Indian, Hoop. He's been outstanding. His first game at Progressive Field as an Indian tonight, looking forward to that, and he's always hit well here. What has he mostly done for this lineup? I'm thinking maybe for Tito Francona and every other guy in the lineup, what has he done?
I mean, he adds a stack in the middle of the lineup that you really haven't had. When, you know, opposing pitchers, look down that nine, they see a lot of good hitters, but I don't think they saw a guy other than Edwin Encarnacion who could really change the game with one swing of a bat. I mean, there are some guys in there who have the potential, like Carlos Santana's done it here and there throughout his career, but he's not been a guy who's been consistently knocking the ball out of the park or at least putting the ball, you know, deep into the corners. And what you have now is that left-handed power bat. Do you remember how many times we were talking about this team needing a lefty power bat, and then you got Mike Napoli, your righty power bat? But now you have a guy in the middle of that lineup who's just, I mean, he's kind of a nice left-handed mix of Edwin Encarnacion and Carlos Santana. You get a little more average with him than Santana. You might even get a little more consistent pop than you do with Encarnacion, but you get protection if you believe in that sort of thing for Encarnacion. It's just, it's more of a gauntlet now than it is like, okay, we got to approach this guy this way, we got to approach this guy this way. Now you have it where if you don't get that Ramirez-Encarnacion combo out, or if you let Francisco Lindor on, then you might really have some repercussions down there in the middle of the lineup, and Jay Bruce has made everybody pay so far.
Hey, where are we with Corey Kluber's ankle? What are your thoughts on that?
It sounds like Corey is going to make his plan start, and you know they had him out throwing a side session yesterday, and Terry Francona said that they would make a decision based on that. After the game, he said, you know, Corey looked fine, so it looks like we'll get him Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, at least that's against TBA. This is one of my favorite pitchers of all time, TBA. I bought a jersey, put TBA on the back of it. How about some of the other injuries? I mean, Chisenhall with a baby now, and then Brantley. What are your thoughts on those two guys?
Brantley's working his way back. He's getting there. He's going to gradually work his way into baseball activities, but he's still a couple of weeks out. You might get him mid-September at best. You should have him back before the playoffs. But, you know, with Michael, there's been some setbacks at times, but that was with a shoulder. This is, you know, with an ankle that looked to be the worst. And, you know, you're not going to need him before the playoffs, most likely, so you can kind of take your time. But it's still going to be a while. He's got to get into baseball activities once he's out of that boot, and then he's got to get some rehab games in there. So it'll be a couple of weeks on him. With Lonnie, you know, he'll go with his wife. They'll welcome their child into the world, and then he's going to have to get back out on more rehab assignments. So I think you get about 3-4 days from him. You obviously don't have to place him on the PV list, but he can kind of stretch that out and be with his wife a little longer if he needs. But then he'll come back. He'll probably get 2-3 times in Columbus or Akron. So it'll probably be another 2 weeks if I had to put a timetable on it for Chiz.
Hoop, can I put the cart way ahead of the horse here, or the horse ahead of the cart, or whatever way you want to say it? Can the Indians bring back Jay Bruce next year and sign Carlos Santana?
That I don't think will happen. I don't think you're going to see both those guys back unless one of them takes a one-year deal. And, you know, Carlos is 31. Jay is 30. I think they're both going to be looking for a couple of years so they can lock down a little more change going forward, maybe into their final contract, depending on how long, you know, the one they get offered is. Carlos, I think, would take a hometown discount because he loves Cleveland. He's been there, you know, ever since he came over in the minors. So he might kind of hold on for a little bit less, and that's if you want him back. It still might be a little out of your price range. Now, if you do that, you get him for the price you want, and Jay will take a one-year deal. You just put him back out there in right field, and you look good. But the other thing, too, is you got to see how the playoffs happen, because that's going to determine the dollar amounts on both those guys, I think. I think if Jay goes out there and continues to do what he's done in this last week or so with the team, then he adds a lot of value, and he might play himself out of your price range. Santana, I would say, is a little more static.
And if you had to pick one to keep on the team next year, who's the better fit? Two words. Give me a first and a last name.
Recency bias, but Jay Bruce.
I'm agreeing with you right now. Hoop, thanks, buddy.
Absolutely, guys.
Thanks, Hoop.
Alex Hooper, our Indians beat reporter, joining us there on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.